This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 14. We're getting close, folks. It is time for the rubber to meet the road. And if you still not have joined our CBS Pick'em League, the option, go to our link in bio at Fade Route Podcast and join today. We have a tight race going on. Last week, Ready, Willing, and Dable, the lovely Rita Sanchez of Austin AYSO, took home 13 wins. 13 wins, enough to put her into a first place tie with yours truly. It's a tight race. D and Foxy are 1 point behind, and Zach, he's coming on strong. Let's see what you got, guys. We're starting off Thursday. Tomorrow night, Amazon Prime, SoFi Stadium in lovely Englewood, California. The 5-7 surging Las Vegas Raiders take on the 3-9 Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, this should be an easy one for the Raiders, but I think it'll be high scoring.
This is the kind of game the Raiders lose. This is the, you know, heavy favorite, expectations, have the ability to possibly get back into things. This is the one that they choke. But not this year. The Raiders are going to take this one home. Josh Jacobs. Play him. Start him. Let him run wild. Because he's gone.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
Sunday. The 7-5 New York Jets go into Orchard Park to take on the 9-3 Buffalo Bills.
Bills.
Yeah. It's gonna be a beating. It's gonna be a beatdown. Bills are gonna take this one pretty handily. And the funny thing is that Mike White's not even gonna play that badly. Josh Allen's gonna shred that D. Sauce Gardner's gonna get cooked by Stephon Diggs at least twice. The 5-7 Browns go into Cincinnati to take on the 8-4 Bengals.
I feel like the Browns could totally win the game by taking the Bengals.
Division matchup. Browns are still in it exactly where they wanted to be, thanks to Jacoby Brissett. Bengals O-line is improved. Bengals are getting healthy. I like their chances. I think the Bengals take this by a touchdown. The Battle of Texas.
the 1-10-1 Texans going back to Davis Mills. Kyle Allen, see ya. They go into Jerry World to take on the 9-3 Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah. They're coming off of hanging 54 on the Colts. What the hell are they gonna do to the Texans? That's what I wanna know. Over under one quarter being played by Cooper Rush this week.
Under.
Interesting. Close game, I think.
They play defense. The Texans actually play decent defense.
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see, because they may play decent defense, but the Cowboys are stout. The Cowboys are definitely stout. The 10-2 Vikings go into Detroit to take on the 5-7 Lions.
Lions.
We're in agreement. I think the Lions will do what the Titans could not do last week. They're going to punch this team in the mouth. And they're going to show that they're the real tiger. And the Titans are just a paper tiger. Lions, Tigers, we didn't get to the Bears yet. So, oh my. The 11-1 Eagles go into MetLife Stadium to take on the 7-4-1 New York Football Giants.
Eagles.
I want to take the Giants. I do. I want to take, my heart wants to take the Giants. This Eagles team is loaded for bear. Could the Giants pull an upset? Sure. Sure. Why not? But I don't see it. Eagles, relatively close. Another division matchup. The 8-4 Baltimore Ravens go into whatever they're calling Heinz Field these days to take on the 5-7 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens are... They should. They should. Steelers are coming on strong, though. Like, they had a good game last week against the Falcons. Najee Harris looked like a beast, smashing guys into the ground. So, it's going to be close. It's going to be a slugfest. The Ravens take it. Justin Tucker. The 4-8 Jaguars at the 7-5 Titans.
Titans.
I'm going to take the Jags. Trevor Lawrence got hurt, but he's going to play. The Titans, they have no identity. They lack identity. Yeah, they're going to give the ball to Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry's been proven mortal this year. And Ryan Tannehill still your quarterback. So, I really don't know. I was very bullish on them last week, and I paid for that. So, Jaguars. Jaguars by a touchdown.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour now. The 9-3 Chiefs go into Mile High to take on the 3-9 Denver Broncos.
Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? Yeah. The Broncos are going nowhere fast. Hackett's probably the next coach fired. And who knows what the hell's going on, but Chiefs in a rout. 4:25, the 4-8 Panthers, sans Baker Mayfield, go into Lumen Field to take on the 7-5 Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks.
It's going to be interesting because Walker's hurt. So we're going to see if he'll what's going on with that. But I like what the Seahawks are doing. They play defense. Geno Smith is doing a great job. The Panthers are hanging tough. They're just not talented enough. Seahawks win. The 6-6 Bucks go into Santa Clara to take on the 8-4 San Francisco 49ers.
Bucks.
A little less drama now that Jimmy G is not under center, right? Brady versus Jimmy would have been a heck of a storyline. But I don't know. I like the Niners. I think I'm going to roll with the Niners. They still are star-studded. I mean, Todd Bowles isn't Bill Belichick. He's not exactly going to confuse Mr. Purdy. And Mr. Purdy's not going to have to do too much. Hand the ball off to CMC. Debo out of the backfield. Niners got this one. Your Sunday night special, the 8-4 Dolphins go into SoFi to take on the 6-6 Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, Dolphins.
I'm going to take the Dolphins as well. The Chargers are circling the drain fast, and I wonder if Coach Staley is feeling the pressure of the specter of Sean Payton looming over him. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and if you want to keep your job, you might want to pull a rabbit out of your hat, Coach. I'm just saying. But Dolphins pretty comfortably. And your Monday night delight. I don't know, delightful to somebody, I suppose. The 6-6 New England Patriots at the 4-8 Arizona Cardinals.
Patriots.
Both teams aren't very good. Flat out. Both teams aren't very good. I do like the Patriots' run game, and they do play defense, and that travels. So I'm going to go with the Pats narrowly. Narrowly. Mac Jones is not going to have a stellar game, but with Harrison Stevenson, he won't need to. Teams on a bye this week. Get a piece of paper and pencil because there's plenty of them. The Falcons, the Bears, the Packers, the Colts, the Saints, and the Commanders. All six of these teams are on byes, so adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.